The foreign ministers of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization have condemned the use of what they call excessive force against pro-European protesters in Ukraine, regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
Speaking after talks of the NATO military alliance, United States Secretary of State John Kerry urged Ukraine's leadership to listen to what he called the voices of its people.
People of all different backgrounds are giving voice to their very real and very deep aspirations.
He spoke while thousands of demonstrators defied riot police. In the capital, Kiev, they condemned the government's decision not to sign the European Union Association Agreement, a key accord for Ukraine's European integration. Waving flags, they called for the cabinet to resign and hold early elections. It came while nearby in the parliament building. The opposition failed in their attempt to oust the government through a no-confidence motion. Prime Minister Mykola Azarov apologized for the use of police force against protesters, but he also defended Ukraine's decision to suspend talks with the EU. We had a strong recession. It was a very important factor that economists understand, he said. We faced it as we could, in very poor conditions, with very high natural gas prices. Secondly, we have lost out a lot in trade, especially with Russia, Azarov told Parliament, amid loud chants of resign from opposition parliamentarians. The opposition has vowed more protests, but for now, Ukraine's government has made clear it will first listen to the wishes of its powerful neighbor Russia, which opposes closer ties with the EU. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.